This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy day of the 75% eclipse here in this area and 100% elsewhere in a swath that runs from the northwestern side to the
You can't believe how many people gathered in Oregon for this.
Oh, I can believe it.
My mom was up in Eugene, and she's because she used to go there when I was working there.
Right.
So she knows the town, and she's cruising around going, I can't believe how packed this place is.
That's incredible.
It's packed for today.
People are into it. I hope they get a clear day. I mean,
we're not going
traveling
to.
All that way.
What do you
I
mean?
Know.
What do you mean?
They're saying here in the paper that if you want to see today's eclipse,
you need to go to the east.
You need
Bay.
To go east.
What about
beyond the cloud cover and aim north? So northeast is the only way you're going to catch the show if you're here in San Francisco.
What about the Exploratorium where the three of us are planning on going?
I don't
you're
going to
miss
Sarah's
it.
Not gonna go.
No, I'm not going to go. I want to try it. I'm going to head north and see if I can. If I, I'm going to.
Didn't
pick up.
You guys catch this show 38 years ago?
No.
No.
You didn't see the last time this happened? I want to say fourth or fifth grade. Yeah. I saw this. It's a repeat.
I was 3.
Oh, you
were. I was 12.
I might have still been in Iran. What month was it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Great. I mean, I just don't know if it was fully, you know, this is the total eclipse
of the heart.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. I actually remember. We had to make these little things to look through with a little pinhole,
yeah.
And you know, and there it was, darkness.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of eclipses. There was one just a couple years ago, like while I've been living in this house. It's a total coverage, you know, over part of the states.
So you're gonna leave here and race?
I'm gonna try and find some place that doesn't have a cloud cover.
All right,
I'd like to see it.
Cool.
I'm not like, I mean, if we stay here, we won't even be able to see the sun. There'll be no, I mean, the light will change, I guess.
It'll burn off. Besides, they have cameras all set up and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the show on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure I can do that later, too. But I don't know if I'll bother with that. I kind of want to see it in person. So we'll have to see how, you know, as it gets lighter. 10:30 is the time, right?
Yeah, they say 10:15-ish.
Yeah.
10:30, or it'll be over by then. I don't know if you're going to get out of here early enough to go somewhere else.
I know.
Yeah, they say roughly between 9 and 11:30 a.m. So
the event
they don't
is
even
happening.
Have an exact. They say exactly 10:18 in Portland.
The total coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there you go. Happy Eclipse Day. I hope it burns off where you are and you get to see some of it.
And we were saying first day of school for a lot of people. First day of school here in San Francisco. Shout out to my fellow teachers and admin. This is from Holly. And let's remind people to watch out for the kids.
Yeah.
On the street and looking down at their phones.
Please just, you know, drive like your kids live here. which is my favorite sign. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. This week we have Bruno Mars tickets.
Mm-hmm.
His sold-out show hits Oracle Arena November 3rd, and we have your way in. The winnings on the fives at 9, noon, and 5 all this week. So your first chance to win those tickets is coming up at 9. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best, 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. So Jerry Lewis died.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I don't know that I'm like a super fan or anything, but certainly this guy was in my life my whole life, whether it was the muscular dystrophy things or the Nutty Professor and, you know, the Saturday morning movie that they'd put on the weekends. I mean, you know, this is a guy who's been in my life, and it was crazy to see that, man, life is, well, he was 91, so I guess he would have been 41 when I was born. Jesus. He was just a kid. but it's
41's a kid.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm way older than that now. Jerry Lewis died of the 90s, natural causes, yesterday at his home in Las Vegas. According to a CNN report, he'd been slightly ill and had spent some time in the hospital. He'd recently been released, though, and was making plans for future appearances. Were you able to find, just last year he did a stand-up, well, he actually did a sit-down stand-up because yeah. He sat through, they brought him out and he sat in a chair, like a director's style chair. And mm-hmm. But he's, you know, they say his comic timing was still there. I mean, I guess we'll hear a little of it and decide. I mean, the dude was 90 years old.
I don't have that one. Let me see here.
He was famous for his slapstick style of humor. His career launched in 1946 when he and Dean Martin formed the comedy duo Martin and Lewis. Started out in nightclubs, but did a little of everything by the time they were done with their run.
I have some of him and Dean Martin from 1952 here.
Fantastic. Wow. That's
hysterical.
Yeah. Well, audiences were hungry for really anything.
I was really surprised to read this morning sort of the outrage about his MS charity. MD?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Events. Like, he apparently used extremely unacceptable language and used pity as a way of wedging money from people's pockets.
The language I hadn't heard at all. I mean, that's...
He called people cripples and used... there were groups of people that ended his show because they didn't like him being...
Do you think it was because when he started doing the muscular dystrophy telethons, you know, whenever in the 60s, the 70s, those words were used.
I do think
that. He just kept going, and as he got older and older, he's like, why am I going to change my words? He did them until 2010. Let's see. You know, he did those forever, Vin.
I know.
52 to 59, he'd done some telethons, and then he hosted one every Labor Day weekend from 1966 to 2010.
Right.
That was when he stopped doing it. And at that point, he was in his mid-80s. It's unclear, they're saying here, exactly what went down between Jerry and the Muscular Dystrophy Association, but they apparently made up. He filmed a video statement for their website last year. The MDA says Jerry retired, but it was clearly a forced split.
At his age, and for all the money he's raised, he could tap out happy.
Right.
He'd done a lot.
$2.6 billion raised,
right,
for
MDA. That's a lot. But he apparently, and this is the difficult thing, for all he did, he has such a bad rep about it. I'm reading it going, Jesus, I don't know why he kept going if they were so hostile towards him about his efforts on their behalf.
The telethon was discontinued in 2015. They don't mention anything about there being any strife or, I mean, just that they forced him out.
There was a group called, I want to say, Jerry's Orphans, as opposed to Jerry's Kids.
Oh.
And this was a group of people who felt like the way he used pity and the language he used, the way he felt sorry for people. And I was surprised. I kept reading because of surprise. I almost felt, I don't want to say I felt bad for the guy, but I just thought.
It's funny because I've definitely stopped watching that. I mean, I remember as a kid, of course, listen, people, children of today, there was a lot less on TV in the olden days.
Yeah.
Your options were
really limited. And so I think it was like a weekend telethon, right? Like he would do 3 or 4 days and he'd have on every star and you sort of had to suffer through it because there wasn't anything else on. And if you were waiting for your Brady Bunch episode, that wasn't going to happen because this thing had eclipsed it. So for that whole weekend, you always ended up watching some of the telethon.
I never did, though.
Really?
No, I'd never seen his show at all.
Jesus, I've seen hours of it.
And actually, the fact that I was reading about it this morning, it was surprising to me because I thought the guy had done incredible things on behalf of that charity.
He did.
and it seemed like all he got was a bad rep for it.
You know, it's funny because I never really heard the whole bad rep. He seemed like a super bitter dude in his older days. Yeah. I have no idea how related to the MDA thing that was, but it did seem like he went on, I want to say he had some disease and he got on something called prednisone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bloated up.
He doubled in size and he's like, it's the medication. He was just so super pissed. And I remember thinking, dude, you know, relax. It's why are you so mad? He just seemed really angry, and I have no idea what in his life that stemmed. But he just seemed angry in the later days. Were you able to find any of that final performance? Because I wonder if that seemed fun. Because I remember him just being so funny and kind of like the original wackadoo. Crazy, he'd put on those thick glasses and mm-hmm. do the whole Nutty Professor thing and just was like, ah, da, da, da. You know,
Lady.
Right? So, when you see him be the straight man when he's doing the pity thing or the, you know, whatever on the telethons, it was always sort of seemed totally out of character, but really that was just him. The character that you knew and thought of as being Jerry Lewis was a character. Any luck?
Let's see here.
A lot of cheering.
He's sitting in his chair just chilling. The audio is really bad.
Oh, yeah.
I have some of his telethon if you want to hear that.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Got any? So he and Dean Martin started out in nightclubs, but did radio, TV, over a dozen movies, a DC comic series, all within about 10 years. They had a falling out in 1956 that lasted for 20 years. Mm. And then they... I guess Frank Sinatra surprised him on stage in the 70s by bringing Dean out on stage, and supposedly they made up on the spot. Who knows what was happening privately. Jerry has two stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, one for TV, another for film. In 2009, he got a humanitarian award at the Oscars. They say here the most controversial part of Jerry's career was a 1972 Nazi clown movie.
What?
It was never released. It's called The Day the Clown Cried. There are apparently clips of this online. The story was a failed circus clown who's hired to entertain and distract children as they are led into Nazi gas chambers during the Holocaust.
Gosh.
I know. He was so embarrassed about how it came out. I don't know what he was trying to do, but he didn't like it when he saw it, and he vowed that no one would ever see it. But I guess some clips. There are some clips, if you must. You can find them. So there you go. Jerry Lewis.
Do you want to hear Sinatra reuniting Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis?
Sure, okay.
During their fight.
You think that bit was planned or?
Gee, I don't know, Verm. It didn't seem scripted at all.
They bring just my that, friend out.
They're that quippy. Go ahead, Verm.
So during their fight, when. Dean's son died like during World War II. Mm-hmm. I think Jerry Lewis snuck in to attend the funeral and kind of stood in the back and, you know, was paying his respects and tried to reconcile then.
Oh.
So that was another moment where they tried to make peace.
Another death that happened over the weekend, another comedian, Dick Gregory, passed away.
Who?
Dick Gregory.
I don't know him.
Comedian and activist. He died of heart failure Saturday at the age of 84. He was the first black comedian to perform at white clubs back in 1961. They say he inspired a long list of comics. Bill Cosby credits him. Richard Pryor, Paul Mooney, Chris Rock, Trevor Noah. He wasn't just trying to blend in. He was heavily involved in civil rights protests. He was once jailed for 5 days. He participated in hunger strikes to protest the Vietnam War, apartheid, police brutality, among others. And worked his activism into his comedy. He once said he was told, "We don't serve colored people here." And he responded, "That's all right. I don't eat colored people. Just bring me a whole fried chicken."
Yeah.
Did you grab any of the video of him performing?
I did.
Anything in particular that you wanted to play for us?
If you want me to, there's it's old timey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dick Gregory passed away as well.
Right,
So that's comedian and activist Dick Gregory, who also passed away over the weekend, Saturday, heart failure at the age of 84. I don't know too much about him, so as I heard it.
That was depressing.
Read about, yeah, it's, I'm, well, that's.
That's the times,
what
I
he
get
was
it.
Up against,
but hearing
right?
that, you just, oh, God. Mm. Yikes.
And I'll leave you with this note. Tommy Lee.
Oh, good old Tommy Lee.
Sure, why not, right?
Yep.
No stranger to sex videos.
You liked it, right?
The Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson
yeah.
sex tape. I found it more hilarious than anything.
Oh,
babe,
right.
babe,
yeah.
babe. Tommy was flying first class on American Airlines the other day when he went to use the bathroom. And his girlfriend, Brittany Ferlan, went in with him.
Oh, good for them.
Yes.
They did it.
They did. Another passenger noticed and started recording the bathroom door. Eventually, Tommy came out by himself. And less than 30 seconds later, Brittany made her exit with a big grin on her face. There's actually video of this that's
good for them.
Around the internet. A source says, passengers were annoyed because they spent 20 minutes in there and it was only an hour-long flight. Tommy and Brittany will probably not get in any trouble. It's not like anyone filed a complaint or anything.
Oh, is that her? Bryn Founder.
Let's have a look at Brittany Ferlan.
She's a nice lady. Whoa.
What's happening?
What's she
there?
Wearing there?
Seashells.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Well, she's wearing them well. Then the airline lost their luggage.
Oh,
and that's how their
really?
Day turned out. Yeah.
Well, that's why she's missing her bikini top.
I guess
then.
So. She had to get some shells, Vin. Get herself covered up. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Burning Man!
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:36. It is Monday morning, but it's kind of a special morning. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. It is Eclipse Day. A lot of people very excited about this. If you are one of them and you want information and a rundown of events that are happening locally, because it may be too late for you to get to the actual path that the thing is going to, I don't know. I guess if you got on a plane right now, you could get there. You can go to RadioAlice.com. We have a full rundown, everything you need to know, all the information. I went yesterday to a hardware store to try to get a welding mask.
Yeah.
And they were like, you needed to be here last week.
Like, oh, they're sold out of welding masks.
Those are long gone.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't look directly at the sun today, is what they tell you. RadioAlice.com, all the info. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. So the eclipse is today, and you can get all the info you need, as Sarah said, at RadioAlice.com. It's been 38 years since the last total solar eclipse. And if you miss today's, there'll be another one on April 8th, 2024.
Oh.
It's not far off.
That's not far off.
So animals could go nuts today, so be prepared for that. Also, yeah. As you just mentioned, do not stare at the sun. They say you won't necessarily feel it destroying your eyesight, and that's one of the problems, is that
really?
It's, yeah, that you don't necessarily feel it because you don't have pain receptors back where it's burning your eyes out, but once it happens, it's irreversible, and there have been a few people who did stare at the eclipse who have been making the news lately, going around saying, my eyesight got ruined by staring at the sun.
I thought everything was fine, and then all my rods and cones died. And now I have big blank spots in my eyesight.
There's a 71-year-old guy in Portland, Oregon, who's been speaking about this. He stared at a partial eclipse with his right eye for about 20 seconds in high school.
20 seconds?
And he still has a blank spot in his vision over 50 years later.
Hey, can I give you a little bit of update on the eclipse in 2024?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The pathway of it, it's going to basically start down in Mexico City, go up through Texas, through Dallas, then through Arkansas, through Indiana, the northern part of New York, Vermont, and Maine.
Oh, book your hotel now.
Yeah, book now.
So it's not it's coming to California. Fever.
So we'll just get another partial.
The newspaper this morning is saying you're going to want to go east because we have cloud cover here in San Francisco. So head northeast. And someone wrote in and said, I'm in Petaluma. Am I northeast enough? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't answer that.
I know. I was thinking I would just head north. But so we'll see
gonna,
how it is.
We're going to finish our show here and you're going to just start driving.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I may go pick my younger
I'm
son up.
Walk
and
across we'll the street.
See if we can.
I don't want to.
There's not going to be anything across the street.
Sarah.
But there won't be anything.
Me and Yuzette are going to go.
They set up there. They have telescopes. There's all kinds of stuff. I told Exploratorium that I was coming.
Yeah. So we're gonna going to be there. We're going to support the city. I don't want to
I didn't realize it had gotten official.
Yeah, it's official.
He heard us talking about it.
Oh.
Hey, Vinny.
Hi, Martin.
One more. I don't want to get too far ahead, but there will be another eclipse in 2045.
Oh.
And the
I'll
path.
I'll be dead by then.
You won't be dead. You'll be retired for sure.
Yeah, so if we're all still in the Bay Area, that one is going to be just north of Sacramento.
Oh, my.
So if we can all wait to 2045, that one's going through.
You guys,
just
let's make plans right now to get together in 2045.
Will Vinny be there?
Yeah, Vinny's going to come too.
Okay,
he'll
great.
Be retired
he'll
too.
He'll be late.
He'll be late. It'll already have happened. We'll see him in the parking lot as we leave. He'll be like, what?
He'll send us a picture saying he was there.
Right.
So in 2045, it's going right north of Sacramento through Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Oklahoma, Arkansas, all the way down through Florida and Marco Island.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Marco Island.
I hope my parents are around to see it.
For the record, you know, I just want to say when you guys ditch somebody and leave him with no address to go find the location where you're at,
God.
And,
dude,
and
should,
he's sitting
out on the
street.
You should have not brought it back up. You shouldn't have brought
and
it back
he's taking
up.
A picture trying to get you to help him find the location
oh, yeah,
wherever he's gathered.
That boy, that is rich.
And then you turn it on him and make it seem like he didn't show. That's just obnoxious.
Didn't show, didn't try to show.
Who's obnoxious?
You know what's funny? In Vinny's voice, he's like so adamant that he's right.
Yeah, I was there.
Uh-huh.
Fully hung out to dry by my people.
So it's our fault somehow that he did not bother.
Weird
you.
How the rest of us all made
it. It is
weird. Yeah, because you guys traveled together. Yeah.
No. We all had everyone had their own car.
Reno has put out the welcome mat for Burning Man, everyone, as it's getting ready for this upcoming weekend.
I know. This upcoming weekend, we're going to watch the fight, but I invited Danielle, and she was like, sorry, I'll be burning.
Wait, so is John going or not?
The jury's still out. If he does go, he's going to go middle of next week.
Oh, after the weekend.
He's not going to go for the whole thing. If he goes, he's very torn. I think a part of him wants to go, and a part of him is like, I don't have time for that. So I was like, do whatever you want.
You should encourage him to go.
I said, I'm done talking to him about it. He's going back. He actually told me, will you tell Danielle I'm not going? I'm like, no, I'm not telling her you're not going. You don't want to go. You got to just man up and tell her.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
I don't want to let her down.
Just like, ghost her. It'll be fine. She'll be, in no time, she's going to be partying so much, she won't even care.
They got a ticket to get rid of. So if John's not going to buy it, I'm sure she wants to sell it to someone else.
Yeah.
Well, that better, to get stuck
he
with
better
a $700
make a
ticket.
Fast.
Right.
Is that how much it is? $700 bucks?
How
it's
much?
Expensive.
What?
I don't know.
What is that? Hamilton?
I don't. Yes, Vinny. It's actually cheaper than Hamilton for some people.
Jesus.
Would you pay for Hamilton again?
I don't want to talk about it. Why are you guys bringing up such hurtful things this morning?
You brought it.
Yeah.
I guess I did, didn't I?
Yeah. I think you brought everything up.
I didn't bring up it. What?
Yeah. I hear Garage Cat.
Yeah, I don't like that guy either.
You know what, Garage Cat?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on with Garage Cat?
What am I doing? Peeing him?
Nothing, but I mean, I did go through 2 years where he was, you know, having his way with me.
Yeah. Oh. He finally got you.
Taking advantage of the fact that I love animals.
No.
Speaking of animals, Vinny, people are asking what's a recommendation for animals. And we had read the other day that they said to bring your animals indoors and shut the house down.
Yeah.
Close the curtains.
Oh, during the eclipse.
Yeah.
Because the lack of light makes them go kooky.
Yeah.
Owls might wake up and start hunting for food in the darkness.
My mom says, in 2045, I'll be 99. You're all invited to view the solar eclipse at my house. Yay.
Oh, look at your mom go.
Hey, I posted that article on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So just if you want to see the next two eclipses, the path, where they'll be, when it's happening, go to Sarah and Vinny.
Thank you. Great job, woman.
Facebook.com.
Your mom is the advertisement for doing what you want. Tanning, cigarettes. She'll be 99. She will. Yeah.
That's
good for
so.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
What? What warning? What? Drunk driver. This is a local story. A 57-year-old guy named Stephen DeWitt from Aptos, California, was driving drunk on the highway last week on Wednesday in the morning when he lost control and hit a sign.
Oh.
His car went up an embankment, flipped, and landed upside down, and the sign he hit was, report drunk drivers, call 911.
Irony.
He did end up seriously injured.
I'm sure he did.
But once he recovers, he'll be facing DUI charges.
Yeah. Yep. That happened right here, though, huh?
Yeah.
The guy from Aptos is... right down the street.
South of Santa Cruz.
Really close to you.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me with a weird face?
Well, just, you know, we know you're looking at real estate now. We're wondering if you're moving to Aptos. Like,
because it's farther away.
A little bit further away.
Yeah.
He's definitely moving further
is
away.
Is that
right?
The hint I'm giving you by doing a story that...
That's what the listeners have been writing in. Yeah. People who kind of watch you. They've been telling us.
The Vinny Watchers, we call them.
They're telling us you might be moving further south. Is that true?
Is that true, false.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Which way are you moving?
Tell the truth for once, please.
For once.
Look at you with that smile on your face, but you're not looking at me. You're picking your nose.
I'm not. I'm just wiping it. It's running.
Wow. All right. So what? The truth.
You were forcing fingers up there.
Yeah,
because
it's like wet and runny. Ugh, it's so annoying.
So you have a cold.
So you're just trying to redirect.
It's the
so
eclipse.
Let's get back to
the eclipse is making
to.
Your nose drain?
Could be.
So where are you moving?
We're not.
To?
If we move,
here we go.
And
everyone.
I'm not saying we are, but if we move, it will be very close to where we're at now.
Oh.
We like Scotts Valley,
right? That's
so
hometown. For
that's
you now.
Hometown right now.
Very close, as in 5 miles south.
No, we're not going farther away.
What?
If anything, we're going closer. If I could afford Los Gatos, I would pay to live in Los Gatos, but I don't think we can.
But you're looking there.
What about?
Well, we looked there and went, oh my God. Like, we can't get more room.
Right. Is that what you want? More room?
We need more space.
Your girlfriend wants a yard, too. You've
she wants a yard, and now that she works at home.
Right.
She wants an office.
Well, we need space.
Right.
We're in a
three bedroom house.
Pinch. We're in a 3-bedroom house, and
no yard.
There's a guest bedroom. That's now her office.
Man cave/office.
Well, I don't
right.
even go in there anymore.
Right.
You got kicked out.
Well, I keep my pants in there.
Oh,
people are
right.
wondering if there's an opportunity chance that you're going to move to Pacifica.
I would love that. If when we looked there before, there wasn't an option.
How about today?
We haven't looked there lately.
But Los Gatos, we have looked at.
Yes, and that was not happening.
Have there been any other
I mean,
cities?
It's happening. It's beautiful.
It's happening. It's just not happening for
it's
you.
It's just happening way out of reach for us. Way out of reach.
Are there any other cities you're looking at?
That's like, to get what we need, it
yes.
would be over $2.5 million.
Oh, my God.
And that's just...
Just for a modest four-bedroom
probably
house.
Like a fixer-upper.
Right. Of course, yeah. $2.5 million. That is a fixer-upper in the Bay Area. He said, we laugh, but we should be crying.
While I'm doing drunk stories, here's one. Do you know Augustine, Florida?
St. Augustine?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know it?
Yes, I do. My sister went to school there at Flagler College in St. Augustine.
Tina?
I don't know if Augustine is something different than St. Augustine.
A guy was fishing off a pier in Augustine, Florida last week when suddenly he got a bite on his line, and it was from a lady.
Oh, no.
22-year-old woman named Alexandria Turner was swimming around while drunk and got upset when she saw the fishing line. So she bit it and swam away with the guy's lure.
What?
Drunk people. You gotta be pretty drunk to bite a lure. Oh, my God.
He called the cops, and she refused to get out of the water.
Just let her have it. Who cares?
Eventually, they got her out, and she was arrested for disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest without
And taken to the hospital for the three-pronged barb in her mouth?
I guess.
Biting a lure is no joke.
Drunk people.
Oh, they're the best.
This story out of Oswego, New York.
Okay.
There's a guy there named Douglas Waterbury. He owns an amusement park in upstate New York called Santa's Workshop. For you kids, it's not the real Santa's Workshop. It's not.
It's just a replica.
It's not even a sanctioned one.
Oh, Santa does not approve.
He does not approve.
What's going on there?
He also owns a few other parks and some apartment buildings, and he was just sued by 6 of his tenants for telling them they could get much lower rent if they gave him...
Oh.
Favors?
You know.
Yeah, I do know. God. Ugh. I'll pay double. Get out.
3 of the 6 women say they took him up on the deal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They had sex with
him
for cheaper rent.
Sure. Well, listen, who doesn't want to save some money on rent?
The other 3 women are the ones that turned him down and turned him in.
Was it a monthly thing? Like,
I don't know their exact deal. What would you say?
Because my feeling is if I've traded sex for lower rent, that guy, you know, every time rent comes around, he comes back for more.
Right. You bought a guitar with Nook one time, right?
I did, but that was a one-time deal. It wasn't like I had to give it to him every month to keep the guitar.
There was no re-up.
Do you still have the guitar?
No, that was it. I don't.
Where'd it go?
I sold it.
Oh.
Did you make a profit?
No. Well, yeah, I did make a profit because I sold it for money and I bought it with sex. So, yes. I don't even know what I sold it for.
Was it a good guitar? What was it?
It was a Dean guitar. It was a little,
like one of those metal, heavy metal.
It was an Explorer, a mini Explorer style. You know the Explorer style?
I do.
It was like that, but small, like the ones that the Girls in Heart had in the 80s. It was a Blue Burst. It was really nice. I loved it.
The Girls in Heart.
Yeah. We're the one girl who plays guitar in Heart.
Had a mini. I'll look it up.
Like maybe a Dino or a Dean?
I have it. You want
no,
to see
Dean
a
is a guitar brand for sure.
Yeah, let me see it, woman, see if this is the one. It was a hot guitar. I loved it.
Ooh, pretty.
You loved it.
I did.
Oh, that's not an Explorer. Is it?
No, that's not
that's
it.
That's not it.
But it's
that
Explorer
is a Dean,
style.
Though.
Is it that?
It's the one in the middle. So that's the exact one.
Ah, yeah.
Is that bringing up feelings? No. You miss it?
I actually sort of wish I had hung on to it.
Oh, so many times.
There's,
right?
I know. So many things that over the years, I got rid of that I wish I had.
45 million people say, happy birthday on Facebook every day. 45 million.
That actually seems low.
Does it?
Kind of. I mean, considering how many people are on Facebook and how many freaking happy birthdays you get. It's nice. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. I didn't put my birthday on there so it wouldn't obligate people to
write. We'll let everyone know. Don't worry.
April 12th.
Well, you don't need to.
April 12th.
It's okay. Thank you.
April 12th, everyone.
We're never even here when it's your birthday.
I know. It works out nicely. It's perfect. I like it. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, I heard that he was in incredible pain from a back injury and was on pain medication that made him look so bad and feel horrible. But when he was able to get a spinal stimulator that helped his pain, he was able to stop the pain meds and steroids and got much better.
Oh, good. Yeah, he seemed super bitter the last few times I saw him. He just didn't seem like a happy person at all, which is, you know, too bad. You want old people to be happy.
Dean Martin's son died in a military air crash in 1987, 40-plus years after the end of World War II, Hooman.
Oh. Yeah. I read something about him Jerry Lewis attending the funeral.
Well, oh, so maybe the makeup that Frank Sinatra facilitated was fake, and they didn't make up, and maybe he did go to that guy's funeral and hope for a reconciliation that didn't happen.
I so wish that I could follow along the Game of Thrones talk. I don't have cable, and it leaves me out of, like, half of your show. It's not half the show.
And
it does
can,
get it, beyond yes. detailed, the conversation, but the show's worse. I swear I'm watching it, I'm like, a guy just rode up out of nowhere and saved our hero. What the hell did I just see? I don't even know who that is. And I watch every episode. Yeah. I just shined it on. I'm like,
that was Benjen.
I could look it up, but I won't.
You should watch the show with me. You should come to my house, and we'll stop it, and I'll explain it to
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah. You won't be allowed to look at your laptop during it. That's your problem, is that you can't. You need to focus on one thing. Like, if you're watching Game of Thrones, you'd be what? Like, your computer should be just out of the room, shut and put away.
It's not just the laptop. It's the kid trying to sneak in, or the both of them. We're coming upstairs. I'm like, pause. I switch from upstairs to downstairs now. I mean, it's no big deal. You can do that with Xfinity. But, you know, it's a whole thing going on at that house.
Believe me.
The show is not kid friendly.
No. Oh, my God, no. And for the person who doesn't have cable at their house, like, you know, considering that there are now 70 hours of programming involved in Game of Thrones, you might want to consider purchasing HBO Go. Sign up for that.
Or look, I heard it's the most hacked show of all time.
Right. Seems like you could probably get episodes just by using your hacker skills, if you have those.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Jerry Lewis, who has passed away, but I've also got a whole bunch of Jay-Z stuff today, so we'll get to that as well right after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.